3 booze in one day, people. 3 of them in one day. I sound different, don't I? That is because I'm coming to you from a Tascam IM2X. Not the IM2, but the IM2X. And I have just received this thing, and the instruction booklet for it looks like it wants to be an encyclopedia when it grows up. It is mammoth. And I don't really know why, because it's just a microphone with a volume and a mini USB connector on the side and a switch, which I'm guessing is a limiter. I haven't quite worked that out yet, but I'm almost sure. And I noticed that when the mics are facing you, they're the wrong way around. So I have got the mics pointed away from me like a sensible person, and I'm trying, excuse me, to avoid handling noise. Now, I'm not monitoring this, so I don't know what it's going to come out like. I did monitor it using Papaya Broadcaster because for some reason I tried to use Blue Fire Recorder to monitor that input and it would not play through at me. It would only play from the internal microphone, which is highly irritating. So I have no idea quite why that is. And I ordered this a few days ago from soundslive.co.uk because Amazon and eBay didn't have one for me, which made me a little upset. So we're going to see how this thing handles wind and go on the balcony and do all kinds of things like that. Actually, I'm going to enable monitor. I'm going to give you some handling noise here. I apologize. I'm going to load up the awareness app, which monitors in mono, because it's the only thing else I have on here. And I'm using my phone upside down, which is really weird, by the way, because the mics are facing away from me. Where is awareness? Awareness, where are you? There you are. All right. We're done being blind now. Okay, good. So, the balcony then. I don't expect it to be a mammoth stereo image by any means, but I do expect it to be an image of some sort. Let's make sure the volume is... Yeah, it is all the way up. And, I can't tell if this is left and this is right, as it should be, from my understanding. But if it is, then all is good and all is right. Sorry, I'm just turning up the volume on the phone. Yeah, okay, so you don't handle wind very well, but then again, the original Tascam didn't either. Well, that's to be expected, you know? I don't have a windscreen for it. What I do find very weird about this mic, and maybe you other Tascamers can tell me what the deal is as soon as I connect it, even if the phone has got headphones plugged into it, it will shush. And I have to unplug and replug the headphones to my phone. And I can't find a headphone jack on the mic itself, leading me to believe that it just took the input and didn't give it back to anything. Which I've never heard of anything else doing before that's been a sound device. Although I don't... Oops. Sorry. I don't think I've ever had a sound device like this. My Fostex, of course, does have a headphone input output because of the nature of the device it is. It's all a bit weird. Truth be told, let me go back into the Audioboo app so that when I decide to end this thing, I know where I am and can do it accordingly. Right, there we go. We're back in the blasted thing now. And, what picture shall I attach with this boo, I wonder? I do not know. Let's go back inside, though. It's a little nippy out here. Okay, wind, I get it. You're right, anyway. It's, avoid the baby seat. And, there's my huge desk chair, which is rather fun. And I have a fun new toy. Yes, I do. Which I sort of mentioned on Twitter, but haven't done a demo of yet, and I don't know if I ever will, because enough people have these things that it's probably no point in it. But my fun new toy is one of these. Maybe I'll take a picture of this for my Audioboo. Yes, the Jawbone Jambox. It's rather a fun device.
Battery is about full.
Great. Such happy, happy noises it makes. I think it's quite grand. And let's rest the phone down for a second. Very, very gently. but it won't work anyway because it always has some kind of noise, which it did, despite my best efforts. And see if... See how you handle music and close-up and bass and distortion and clippage and stuffage. So we'll come close to my left-hand speaker box down here. That problem again, by the way, is what happens when you use a USB sound card as your primary playback device, as I do. And it's irritating because it means that apart from the fact I have to put the phone on the table, I have to close that, unplug the card from its that, and plug it back in, and then wait a bit, and then load that. Right, and pick up the phone again. Right, now we actually have some bass because the thing is playing drums and whatnot, and I'm tripping over the baby chair again. Can you not do that clicky jerky thing anymore? It was very scary. I think that's with the limiter on. So, handling noise aside, let's try turning it off. No, not unplugging it, turning it off. Or what I think is the off position. I could be wrong, of course, and it might not even be a limiter. It might be a bass roll off. I do not know, and I can't read the instructions. If somebody can shed some light, that'd be awesome. And again, the other way. Feels like a limiter. Feels like one. Just can't tell. And I'm now standing almost equidistant between the speakers on left and right. Whether this works or not remains to be seen. I shall have to basically play this boo back because there's no other way for me to find out, which is irritating. Well, that's not fun, is it? When the phone vibrates, it kind of does all kinds of bad things. Oh, it didn't do too many bad things this time. Okay, that's nice. I like walking around the house to find base spots. Of course, the toilet's one of them because our toilet is a prison cell. Let's go in. Ah, the wind is killing my face. Hardcore. Right, we're in this cell. Shake the whatever it is you're shaking. Yeah, this toilet's really weird because if I has a very E peak. You see, it's kind of a DNA peak, and it's kind of odd. This whole house has weird idiosyncrasies like that, although most places do. Ah, with the door open, it's right at Bayesian spot. Right, let's come out and turn left, walk towards the front door and the bathroom and Jake's room. Actually, yes. No, wait. We're going to go back to the living room and stop the music and then go in Jake's room, which is the quietest room, and have a little quietness test so that I can sort of judge... Well, vaguely judge the noise floor of this thing. Stopping this with one hand is all kinds of difficult. Ah, I did it. Yay, go me. Right, so now. Oh, yeah. Living room door when it sort of... It's rather fun. Anyway. There's too many fans in that room to have a noise floor quietness test. So let's go in here and shut the door. Quietest room of the house. It's quiet. I'm holding the phone away from me at arm's length, straight ahead. Now, off to my right, and bringing it back closer. Now we're leaving. Let's leave the room. Let's leave the room with the wind again. I can see I'm going to have to buy a windscreen for this thing. And now we will purposefully put the thing slightly in generated wind. This is a fan heater. Yeah, you didn't like that very much, did you? As I suspected you wouldn't. But I wanted to simulate really horrid outside conditions, and I have not done this. Basically, this is just me rambling around the house like an idiot. If anybody actually ends up listening to this whole thing, then I'll actually give you a chocolate chip cookie, because I just got some, and they're on the shelf in my fridge. And if you want to come claim your prize, then by all means do so. And that's a cardboard box. Which also serves as rather a nice base test. What else can we do? Turn on the telly and put it between the two speakers and see how well it handles betweenness. Come on. Yeah, that. What about the actual TV bit? You know, the bit that actually matters. Or are you just going to fool me and pretend like you're going to come on? Fine, I'll press buttons, random ones, until you show up. Probably turn the PS3 on in the process. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 buttons on this TV. And you know what? I don't know what any of them do. Appears to turn on the freeview portion of the TV and turn the radio on. And I press it again and it goes quiet. And I press it again and it comes back. Oh, that's the TV now. Or is it? I have no way of knowing.
Sports Book of the Year award for the secret race. Tyler Hamilton, of course, former teammate of last
year. I don't know. Well, there's that. What else is there? I'm just trying to find all kinds of fun noises. There was the one I did in my other boot when I did a binaural boot, which was the oven trays, which are rather fun. Yeah, my phone had the direct message. I mean, my Twitter. And, yeah. Wow, I just rambled on for too long. I'm going to go away. Really, I am. And stop doing stupid crap. And hope that this does actually go up in stereo. Otherwise, I'll have wasted my time. And yours. And yours and mine. And yours and yours and mine and yours. So, I need to put my jam box in a place that I can take a picture of it at. Maybe I'll put it in front of my telly on top of this, what is this? I don't know what that is. Stuff things. Okay. There. Now it's in front of the telly, and then I sort of have a shuffle backwards like an idiot and hopefully lined up for the best. But you know what? I've decided that for when I can be bothered and remember, I will take pictures with my booze, whatever they may be of, and I just don't care. Because it's more fun to do that than to not do it. And for people to laugh at your pictures and go, ha, that one's 96 and a half degrees to the left, you blind fool. But that's okay. I'd rather, you know, be laughed at in a jokey way than be complained at for not having put one up. Which, by the way, before you start getting all pissy, is, of course, not the point. Because some of you will take it wrong. But anyway, that's another story. There's the pause record button. I'm going to make use of it now. This has been the Tascam IM2X and the first demo thereof. And when I decide to go online in a minute, instead of just not RTFMing and, you know, being a bit crazy, I might know more about this unit and may come back later on with yet another boo. But we'll see. I probably won't. See ya.